Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. Right? It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's the whole team!
So I'm just going to go ahead and tell you right now, Kip Branch, the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network this week is Kip Branchless. And here is why. The reason why is because Kip's college football picks had gotten so horrendous that I just had to give him a week off, and I sent him on a cruise, and I said, just go recalibrate yourself, come back a better person, a better college football picker, and then we'll get back to handling business next week. So Kip gets the week off because he hasn't been very good at picking college football games. And so I went big. I got the legendary voice of the Frederica Academy Knights to sit in for Kip. Go big or go home. Jeff Doak joins me.
Man, you know, I think you're the only person that refers to me as legendary anything, and that includes my wife. So I appreciate the hype man activity there. Now, is Kip really that bad?
He's not good.
No. Like monumentally, historically bad?
I mean, it's the two opposite ends of a spectrum. Jason Bishop picks games around 96%.
Ooh.
And Kip Branch picks games, flip the numbers.
Ooh.
Right, yeah, about 29.
Yikes.
So, yeah, he's getting a little break. Send him on a cruise. And it's a bad week to miss high school football in South Georgia because, man, we are loaded with games. The Camden County Wildcats coming off of a thrashing at the hands of the Colquitt County Packers will head to Wintersville to take on the Valdosta Wildcats, who, of course, a couple of weeks ago downed Lowndes in a crazy come-from-behind win. This game pretty much is going to be for the 2 seed in that region. Colquitt's going to win that region. Valdosta or Camden will be the 2. This game will determine who gets the 2 and who is the 3, or maybe, you know, who doesn't get in at all, just depending on what happens down the line.
Yeah, you can never figure Camden County. That's one thing that I've noticed is like you get the hype preseason, beginning of the season. Is Camden back? Is Camden back? You know what? I think this week, at least for me, I think they are. I think they're going to go into Valdosta and they're going to come out with a dub.
Yeah, I like them in that game as well. Colquitt at Lowndes. You know, Lowndes is Lowndes, but, you know, be honest, last couple of years, I think that program has taken a step back. Colquitt's not going to struggle. They got to go to the Concrete Palace. I understand that and play that game. That is one of the toughest places in the state to win for sure. But Colquitt and Lowndes right now are on two different stratospheres. Colquitt gets that game. Lowndes might be next week or at the end of the season fighting for a 4 seed, having to beat Richmond Hill to get in.
Mm, yeah, you know what? And as the voice of the Frederica Academy Knights, I have had the pleasure of attending 3 state championship games.
Uh-huh.
2 of them wins. But the ones, it was not my first. The first game that I attended a state championship game was way back in, I believe it was either 99 or 2000, Brunswick High heading over to...
That was 99.
That was 99, yeah. Heading over to take on Lowndes County, and Lowndes County thrashed us, and because of that, I'm picking Colquitt.
Okay, yeah, it was a big upset, by the way. Lowndes had a bunch of sophomores, and that was before Lowndes was Lowndes.
We had 2,000-yard receivers that year.
Yeah,
and just, yeah.
Yeah, huge upset. Lee County at Northside Warner Robins. You know, last year that game got crazy. As Lee had the game won, they decided to try and run down a clock by throwing the ball out of the end zone, and they fumbled the football, and Northside picked it up and scored a touchdown to win the game with no time remaining, and it threw a kink all into that region as far as seedings go. So they'll play that one again. This time they'll be at Northside. Tift at Veterans. Bullock at Frederica Hate Week.
Ooh, yes, indeed it is.
You like to say under the Oaks. Jason Bishop says in the Bloody Marsh.
Yeah, it's going to be a little bit of both this Friday, I think. Both teams of, Bullock's coming in undefeated. And
well,
they're ready. Well,
sort of.
There's the makeup game. That's
They played Hart and lost like 34-7.
Yeah, it was because they had to.
Yeah, they had to scramble to find a game because the GHSA pulled a GHSA.
as they quite often do. Frederica finally getting back on the winning side of things last week, getting the dub against their oldest rivals, the Robert Toombs Christian Academy Crusaders.
I remember that.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. We used to play them every year, played them in that first championship game back in 2012, as was I. And it's going to be an absolute slobber knocker of a game Thursday night, tomorrow night. So it's, you know what, the road team, for whatever reason, in this matchup has always seemed to have the edge. I don't think it's going to be that case. I think that Jordan Triplett, the River, is going to have another 300-plus yard gain. He's going to jump up a couple more notches in the all-time Georgia rushing records, and they're going to get the win.
I'm going to tell you something. Frederica is battle-tested with their schedule. They got a tough schedule that they played to this point. Bullock Academy has been rolling, folks. It's going to be a really good football game. South Effingham pays a visit between the bricks to play the Brunswick High Pirates, as that region looks more and more like the Brunswick Effingham game may determine the outcome. What happens on top? Glen Academy rolls to Augusta to play Evans, Jackson County at Lanier, Statesboro, who just got thumped 51-0 at home by Coffee, gets Bradwell, just what the doctor ordered for the Blue Devils. Jenkins, speaking of the aforementioned Coffee County Trojans, number one in 5A, by the way, and Jenkins will pay them a visit over in Douglas. Ware at Greenbrier, Warner Robbins at Eagles Landing, West Lawrence at Baldwin. The Benedictine Cadets pay a trip to JC Stadium to play the Wayne County Yellow Jackets in a huge matchup. Wayne's got a win to force a three-way tie atop the region between themselves, Burke, and Benedictine. If they don't, Benedictine wins the region outright, and Wayne probably ends up with a three seed.
You know, Wayne, has the last couple of years, has really started getting into their stride the later the season goes and the more desperate their situation becomes. You know, and of course, I remember from back in the 80s and 90s when I was in high school that Benedictine, that was one of those teams that you didn't want to face late in the year.
Still
that's
going
to be a tough call.
Islands at New Hampstead. I like New Hampstead there. Savannah Christian at Beach. Calvary Day at Savannah Country Day. Johnson of Savannah at Groves. Long at Liberty. Sumter at Fitzgerald. Jeff Davis at Worth. Appling at Vidalia. Brantley will play Tattnall County there at Tattnall. Pierce coming off of a huge win over Toombs County, knocking Toombs from the ranks of the unbeaten. They'll go to Windsor Forest to thump the Knights. Blakely County at East Lawrence, Dublin at Jefferson, Claxton at Metter, Savannah will head to Screven, Clinch County at Atkinson, Lanier at Turner, and then a big one. We had a stunner last week, but MCA, I'll get back to the stunner in just a second, MCA heads up the road to Emanuel County, well, up 95, then across I-16 to Emanuel County to Twin City to play the ECI Bulldogs, who last week paid a trip to Portal up Highway 80 from Twin City and got beat down by the Portal Panthers. Wow. 40-0.
You don't generally hear the Portal Panthers and a beatdown. You generally hear those two paired together.
ECI, you may be in trouble with the Bucks coming up there. And Thomas County Central at Houston, a big time region game there in Region 1. Huge, huge night of college or high school football in the state of Georgia.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Friday night lights across South Georgia. Wayne heads to Benedictine in a must-win to claim a three-way tie atop the region. Frederica will host bitter rival Bullock Academy in the Bloody Marsh on St. Simon's. Camden will head over to Wintersville to take on Valdosta with a likely two seed on the line. And Statesboro heads over to Hinesville to take on Bradwell, looking to bounce back from a tough loss last week. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Keep up with all of your favorite regional and local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
Every fall, Wild Adventures Great Pumpkin Luminites and Pumpkin Spice Festival grows even bigger, tastes even sweeter, and glows even brighter. Introducing the all-new Luminite Legends Pumpkin Gallery, an immersive path illuminated by the glow of brilliantly carved pumpkins, featuring famous Georgia places and faces. September 22nd through October 29th. For your best value, enjoy the rest of this year and all of next with a 2024 season pass. Buy yours today at wildadventures.com.
Back on the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, who's not here. Instead, it's Jeff Doak sitting in with me. And we have reached that time where we're going to give you the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. But before we do, the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network with Jeff Doak sitting in is brought to you by Wild Adventures and by Southeast Georgia Health System.
All right. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-9961 or visit sghs.org. That number again, 912-262-9961.
And now it is time for the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. All right, so we'll go ahead and recap from last week. Last week we had Houston, Bullock Academy, Houston County, Camden Clinch, Telfair, Coffee, Calvary Day, Swainsboro, Tombs, and Benedictine from 10 to 1 in that order. I will go ahead and tell you a couple of teams fell out of the rankings. I'll tell you who they are. The Camden County Wildcats fell out after taking that woodshedding by Colquitt. You know, Camden actually had that game close at the half. It was like 16-7 in the second half. The wheels came off. The engine fell out too for the Wildcats. And also falling out is Houston County coming off of a bye. So at number 10 in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, getting back into the rankings for the first time in a few weeks with a 17-14 huge win over Tombs County, the Pierce County Bears at number 10. At number 9, moving up one spot from 10 to 9 with a 41-0 shutout over Thomas Jefferson, the Bullock Academy Gators. Here's a little fun fact for Bullock. I think it's like they've got 4 or 5 shutouts in a row now, not counting the Hart game. They could play some defense. At number 8, getting into the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, for the first time ever, at 7-1, coming off of a 34-13 thumping of Screven County, the Bryan County Redskins at number 8 in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
Are we supposed to call them the Commanders now? Never mind.
At number 7, moving down 5 spots, coming off of a 17-14 loss to Pierce County, Tombs falls from 2 to number 7 after losing to Pierce, but are still good enough to remain in the rankings. Yeah, something to be said for that. At number 6, moving up one spot with a 49-21 win over Turner County. At number 6, going from 7-2-6, the Clinch County Panthers. At number 5, coming off of a bye week, moving up one spot, coming off of a bye. Kip always says that teams lose the bye in my rankings, and they always fall. That's not true. Here's another example of that. Telfair goes from 6-5, coming off of a bye. At number 4, another team coming off of a bye, holding strong at number 4, Calvary Day, number 4 last week, Calvary Day, number 4 this week. At number 3, moving up two spots with a 51-0 kicking of the Statesboro Blue Devils at Womack Field, the Coffee County Trojans check in at number 3. Did you ever think that you would see a day where Statesboro would lose at Womack Field 51-0 to anybody?
Yeah, that's unheard of.
That just blows my mind. At number 2, moving up one spot with a 63-0 woodshedding of East Lawrence. At number 2, the Swainsboro Tigers. And the number 1 team for the second consecutive week in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. At 8-0, a 28-7 win over Southeast Bullock, which, to be honest, that game is a little closer than I thought it would be. The Benedictine Cadets remain at number 1. So we'll recap. How about that? At number 10, Pierce. 9, Bullock. You'll see them Friday night.
As Thursday.
Thursday, okay. Bryan County at number 8. Number 7, Toombs County. 6, Clinch County. 5, Telfair. 4, Calvary Day. 3, Coffee. 2, Swainsboro, and the number 1 team this week in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the Benedictine Cadets.
All right. Now, I would not be doing my peeps justice if I didn't represent Becky Derrick and Ashley Zimmerman by taking you to task for this. I see a blatant lack of Frederica Knights on that list. They just came off the bye. So by Kip logic, that's probably why. And before that, it was a 43-3 victory over Robert Toombs, who is probably going to be a Final Four team in GIAA single A division.
Okay.
So come on. Where's the green and gray, man?
Well, look, the thing with the Knights is they played a tough schedule so far.
By purpose.
And yeah, for sure. And so because of that tough schedule, there have been a couple of tough losses. And the thing is, with the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, it's tough to get in because this is a ranking system that's basically encompassing, 10 different classifications across the state.
I want to see the formula. We've been asking for years to see the formula. I want to see the formula. Now that I am officially part of the show.
Of the
Bishop Media Sports Empire, I want to see the formula.
I'll get my intern, Raul, to email it.
Raul, get on that.
Yeah.
All right. Now, keep in mind, one of those losses against John Millage Academy, a little bit of GIAA trivia for you.
Okay.
John Millage, 17-7 over Frederica back several weeks ago.
Right.
When was the last time that John Millage was held to 17 points or less?
I'm going to just take a wild stab at this and say the 2018 state title game and the GISA where Frederica beat them in the title game.
48-0.
Yeah.
You'd be correct. They've been held to 21 points twice since then. But this is the lowest point total that they have had since that 48-0 shutout back in 18.
One thing I've learned is when you're talking to Frederica people and they give you a trivia question, typically the answer is Frederica.
Stay cool while you cheer for your team with our top-notch HVAC services. Whether you need a service call, a maintenance, or a new unit, we at the AC Guys are ready to help. Don't let a faulty AC sideline your enjoyment. Call the AC Guys now and score big on comfort touchdowns this football season.
If you live in the Golden Isles, then chances are you get your fishing pole out a lot. And we all know bait matters. For the best bait shrimp in coastal Georgia, get out to Bennett's Bait. Right off the St. Simon's Causeway at 1 FJ Taurus Causeway. Right on the river, off the third bridge coming off the island. Bennett's Bait has been helping fishermen and women land that big one since 1953. Stop on in or give us a call at 912-230-3229. That's Bennett's Bait.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors in the Golden Isles. 2928 North Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Fridays, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Come on down to Catch 228 this football season. 11 TVs so you can see every big play from every big game. And don't forget about our world-famous oysters. Best oysters from Chesapeake Bay to Nova Scotia. So stop on in anytime before the game for happy hour 4 to 6 or your favorite local drafts. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village. Call 912-634-6228. And check us out on Facebook for specials. Go Dawgs!
Yes, football season is here, which means oyster season. Time to ditch those old, boring oyster knives you have rattling around in your spare stuff drawer. Get on in to Cunningham Jewelers, the very best oyster knives offered. Toadfish Outfitters, the all-in-one shucking claw. Opinel folding oyster knives right out of your pocket. Get on into Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
That segment, that time of the show, which, you know, has led Kip to be able to be on a cruise because he just couldn't keep his stuff together as far as picking games. So, you know, he's gone, and, you know, Jeff Doak and I will sit here and get these games right before we do this segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. As Jeff Doak sits in, is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by Wild Adventures.
Wild Adventures Theme Park in Valdosta coming up. It is the Great Pumpkin Luminites and Pumpkin Spice Festival. Starts Friday, continues Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays through October the 29th. New this year, the Luminite Legends Pumpkin Gallery featuring 150 intricately carved pumpkins featuring famous Georgia places, faces, and more. New as well this year, the Pumpkinville Railway, a fun-filled journey featuring the pumpkin-headed residents of Pumpkinville. And of course, time to get out. The Pumpkin Spice Festival, featuring pumpkin spice maple pulled pork, pumpkin spice maple bacon funnel cake, pumpkin spice funnel cake fries, pumpkin spice churros with marshmallow fluff, pumpkin spice soft serve ice cream, pumpkin spice fresh rolled pretzel with cream cheese icing, pumpkin spice colossal shake with those pumpkin spice churros, pumpkin spice cotton candy, pumpkin spice iced coffee, and of course, got to have a little break from the pumpkin spice, the Autumn Apple Palmer Boba Drink. All kinds of towering pumpkin sculptures all over Wild Adventures Theme Park for the Great Pumpkin Luminites and Great and Pumpkin Spice Festival, starting Friday, running through October 29th.
That is a tough read.
Whew, especially with all the pumpkin spice, man.
Yeah,
good Lord.
No kidding. All right, here we go. College football pick 'em. And we'll kick off right from the beginning, right from the top, the most important game of the week in college football. Number 7, Penn State. They'll head to the Shoe to play number 3, Ohio State. Everybody that I talk to says this about this football game, and I talk to well-informed folks. Penn State's very talented, but a little young, maybe a year away. Ohio State is built for here. They're built for now. They're built to beat Michigan. But I'm here to tell you that that doesn't happen. Penn State goes into the horseshoe. They knock off Ohio State. And they are going to be the representative from the Big Ten because they're not only going to get Ohio State, they'll get Michigan too.
You know what? I am in agreement with you on this one just simply because Ohio State just has not been playing up to the hype this year.
Okay.
We're going to be hitting our own personal top tens here in a little bit, I'm sure. I do not have Ohio State at 3. I will say that, and I will say Penn State. I've got them right around where they're currently at, but I do think they go into Ohio and they hand the L to the Buckeyes.
And I've got a lot of respect for Notre Dame. I think Notre Dame's a really good team, and one of those losses that Notre Dame has is to Ohio State. There's something to be said for that, but there I don't think. And year in, year out, we do this, right? We watch Penn State get to this game with a bunch of hype, undefeated or maybe one loss, and then we watch Ohio State just dismantle them year after year after year. I don't think this is the year that happens.
I agree.
Number 22, Air Force at Navy. Give me Navy.
No, I got to go with the Air Force cadets, or the I got to go with Air Force, you know. Jordan Triplett, you committed to Air Force. We're going to see him on Saturdays next year.
Somehow
they have actually installed some of the Frederica playbook at Air Force.
Somehow everything ties back to Frederica.
Doesn't it, though? It's amazing how that happens.
I guess. UCF goes to Oklahoma to Norman to play the number 6 Sooners. UCF a little bit out of their depth so far in the Big 12, much less the top of the Big 12. Oklahoma rolls over the Knights.
Shout out to Frederica alumni Alex Mathis, but yeah, going to go with Oklahoma.
Washington, there, you did it again. Washington State at number 9, Oregon. Give me Oregon. They got a point to make, and they're going to make it at the expense of the Cougs.
You know, Dan Lanning had a little bit of a hiccup last week, had some questionable calls, but you know what? They get back on track this week. They get the dub against Washington State.
He left points on the field 2 different times by going for touchdowns on 4th instead of kicking field goals, and those 2 field goals would have won him the game. Just saying. Number 17 at number 11, Alabama. Oh, my gosh. You talk about a game with major national championship implications and SEC implications. This is a I gotta have it game for both teams. Third Saturday of October. Alabama at home. Tennessee looked good last week. Kind of maybe their statement game, maybe. We said at the beginning of the season, or at least I did, when Alabama lost to Texas, they'd have to run the gamut to get back to the college football playoff. I didn't think they would have a shot in hell of doing it. This is one of their big hurdles. But you know what? In Tuscaloosa, I'm starting to believe a little bit in that tide. Give me Alabama at home against Tennessee.
You know, back at the beginning of the season, I was tasked with writing the Tennessee Volunteer preview article for the Southern Sports Edition magazine.
Sure.
I pegged Tennessee at, what did I do, 7-5? I think it was either 8-4 or 7-5.
I think it was 7-5.
It was 7-5. This was one of those losses, but at this point of the season, I'm going to mix it up because I want them overconfident when the University of Georgia goes into Neyland Stadium in a couple of weeks with Brock Bowers, his first week back from injury, and they hand them the dub, or they hand them the loss. Yeah.
Is he going to be back for the Tennessee game?
That is the early that they are saying he's going to be back.
I don't think he'll be back for that game.
Maybe. We'll see. But I'm going to give Tennessee the win this week at Alabama.
South Carolina at number 20, Missouri. South Carolina still needs that signature win in the conference. They get it. They'll go to Columbia and they'll down the Tigers.
Of all the non-Georgia SEC East teams that there are, I hate South Carolina the least. Huh. And I really like Shane Beamer. He's just a fun coach to watch. I'm going to say the Gamecocks take the win on the road.
Minnesota 24, Iowa. Give me Iowa.
Same.
The offense is like watching paint dry. North Texas at 23, Tulane. Give me Tulane.
We'll take the wave, yep.
Number 8, Texas at Houston. Houston's not quite ready for that big-time matchup. Give me Texas.
Horns up again this week.
Virginia at North Carolina. North Carolina has quietly made their way into the top 10, undefeated in the country in the ACC, and nobody's talking about them. Give me North Carolina win at home against Virginia.
Are we sure this isn't a basketball schedule from here on out?
I hear you.
Give me the Tar Heels.
13, Ole Miss at Auburn. Give me Ole Miss, but in a close game.
Lane Kiffin always winds up doing something goofy in the SEC. I think that this is going to be one of those weeks that happens, and it's going to happen with yet another Jalen Simpson interception. The Frederica alumni adding
again
to his nationwide leading interception total. Auburn gets the win against Ole Miss.
Jalen's a player. Number 16, Duke at number 4, Florida State. Give me the Noles in a tight one at home. I think that Riley Leonard is going to play, from what I understand.
Of all the top 5 teams, Florida State's the one that concerns me the most come playoff time. Give me the Noles.
Army at number 19, LSU. LSU in Baton Rouge. They get it done.
Man, I love the Golden Knights. My dad was Army. I always root for them, but yeah, can't can't in good conscience give it to them. We'll do the Louisiana.
Number two, Michigan at Michigan State. If this were any other year and Michigan State didn't have all of that garbage going on off the field, I would pick them to upset Michigan here, but there's just too much going on. Michigan rolls.
Same thing.
14, Utah at 18, USC. Utah knocks off the Trojans and gives them their second straight loss, therefore eliminating Caleb Williams from any more Heisman talk.
Yeah, are we going to have any more Caleb Williams talk later on? Because if not, I'm fine with that. Give the Utes the win.
Arizona State at Washington. Washington showed me something. Showed me some. Showed me a set. Okay, so I like Washington at home against Arizona State. However, there's a little bit of a hangover here. Be careful, Washington.
Yeah, no, I think the Huskies take it as well. Penix Jr., even though he sounds like a jazz singer, he's my Heisman favorite now that Rip Bowers is injured.
25, UCLA at Stanford. UCLA beats the Cardinal.
Yep, same here. Again, are we sure this isn't a basketball schedule?
Yeah, SEC, Mississippi State at Arkansas. Both teams need it really bad. Arkansas is probably a little better. I'll take Arkansas.
Woo pick Suey.
ACC, Boston College at Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech coming off of the huge upset of the Miami Hurricanes and really had it gift-wrapped it for them. Boston College is a better team. Boston College will go to Atlanta. They'll win in the Dot at Hyundai Field.
Yeah, the North Avenue Trade School just used up all of their lucky charms last week, giving Boston College.
I hope Georgia Tech pulls it out. But Pitt at Wake Forest. Wake Forest isn't very good. Pitt is decent. I'll take Pitt.
Yep, same here.
Clemson at Miami. Two ACC teams playing in an unranked game. Neither one of them, Clemson nor Miami, are ranked. And the ACC executives are shooting themselves in the face because they're thinking Clemson and Miami, all the swag and prestige, and there aren't numbers in front of either one of those teams.
Man, too much orange on the field for me on this game and not enough numbers in front of the names. Do they still have ties in college football? No, I guess not. So flip coin Clemson.
I'm taking Miami. I think their quarterback situation is a little more stable. I'll take the Hurricanes at home, too. In the Sun Belt, Louisiana Monroe at Georgia Southern. Give me Louisiana Monroe.
Oh, hail Southern. Nope,
okay.
Do it.
Well, I started there. Yeah. But anyway, Georgia State at Louisiana. Give me the Panthers up in Atlanta to get it done against Louisiana. That's a pretty good program going on right now.
It'd be a lot more fun if it was in the TED, but you know what? We'll give it to the Panthers.
All right. On the other side of the break, we're going to give you Jeff Doak's college football top 10. And for those of you that follow me on Facebook, you've already seen mine. But for those of you that haven't, you're going to be a little surprised.
For years, Bubba Garcia's has been your St. Simon's Island favorite. Fun and Mexican food. And now that fun, great food can be found in Brunswick, too. Now open right across from Mary Ross Park. Saturday and Sunday brunch with bottomless mimosas and Bloody Marys. Taco Tuesdays, Wing Wednesdays, and so much more. All the fun you've come to know from Bubba Garcia's right at the waterfront. BubbaGarcia's.com and on Facebook at Bubba's at Mary Ross Park.
Your Bulldog Friendly Lumber and Hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And of course, go Dogs!
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of Exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family-owned and operated since, well, forever. Drive-through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top. The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
All right, so college football season in full swing. Pretty soon we'll start getting those playoff rankings from, I guess, the playoff committee. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that my rankings will be pretty close to what theirs are, because just typically they are. And so, Kip, Jeff and I are going to go back and forth, and we'll go from 10 to 1 for the remainder of the segment, and we will give you our top 10 college football teams as we think that they should be ranked. And since Jeff is my guest, I will allow him to go first.
All right. I hated to do this for number 10. I almost put Oregon in here, but I've got Bama at number 10. All right, they're playing better, but they're still not the Alabama of old. Milroe just too inconsistent in his play. He's on an up right now. Who knows how long that's going to last? But I still am convinced that extension or no extension, I'm going to go out and say this is Saban's last year, especially if they lose another game in the regular season.
All right, so Alabama's not in my top 10, but they're just on the outside at number 10. Since Texas beat Alabama, I've got Texas at number 10. At number 9, I also have an undefeated team. The Texas is the only team in my top 10 that's lost a game. At number 9, I've got unbeaten Air Force.
Ooh, now I appreciate that. But actually, I've got Texas at number 9 for me. Hoping, you know, Quinn Ewers had kind of a mixed bag of a game in the Red River shutout. Hopefully that bye week's enough to get back on track. Okay. At number 8, I've got those basketball schools. Got University of North Carolina. Drake May, he's finally got Devontae Walker. Defense is playing solid. They put up 27 half second half points against Miami last week.
You and I are in agreement on number 8. I've got North Carolina as well. So I've got 10 Texas, 9 Air Force, 8 North Carolina, and you've got 10 Bama, 9 Texas, and 8 North Carolina. But we're in agreement. North Carolina is 8. At number 7, give me the Oklahoma Sooners at number 7.
Penn State is number 7 for me.
Wow, okay.
Got that first chaos weekend matchup coming up against Ohio State. I think they're going to prevail, and I think they're going to rise in the rankings next week.
So at number 6, that's where I've got Penn State for my landing spot for the Nittany Lions. At number 6, I've got Penn State just ahead of Oklahoma.
And Oklahoma is who I've got at 6. So we're pretty close on here.
Yeah. Okay, so you value the Texas win for Oklahoma more than Penn State. More than Penn State has done.
Yeah, I think
than
so.
Anything the Penn State has done.
I think so, because that Red River game is the biggest game that has been played so far this year, as far as I'm concerned.
At number 5, here's where I start getting criticism from the folks in state. At number 5, I've got the University of Georgia Bulldogs at number 5.
And, 5 on my list is Ohio State, and I may have them ranked too high. I'm still not convinced that this team is even close in talent to the 22 Buckeyes. McCord is just way too up and down. And you've got a team on which you have Marvin Harrison Jr., and this past week was your first Power 5 game with 3 touchdowns. Come on, man.
I hear you with Ohio State at 5. The thing with me is I think Notre Dame's a very good team, so I value that win a lot. So, you know, for me, Ohio State's a little higher than five, and who I've got at number four, ahead of Georgia at five. At number four, I've got the Florida State Seminoles at four.
Four for me is the Washington Huskies. Like
oh,
I said,
yeah.
You know, Penix Jr., he's my Heisman favorite right now since Bowers is injured. Wouldn't it be a fitting curtain call for the Pac-12 if they get a Heisman Trophy winner and a playoff team when it's all said and done?
I sure wish they could hit the rewind button and fix that thing, but oh well.
Seriously.
At number three, I've got the Michigan Wolverines. Not really a big win anywhere on Michigan's schedule, but the folks that they're supposed to be beating, they're beating them, and they're beating them handily. Michigan's playing pretty well. I've got them at number three.
I also have Meat Chicken at number three. They are the standard bearer of the Big Ten, and as an SEC guy, I hate to say it, but it looks like the Big Ten seems to be the stronger conference this year.
Agreed. They've got three teams in the top that I would consider national championship contenders in the top 10. Yeah. Okay. So at number two, you've got them at number five. I'm going the Ohio State Buckeyes at number two in the Jason Bishop College Football Poll.
All right, mine, I've got the Florida State Seminoles at number two. Jordan Travis playing clean. He hasn't had an interception since week one. They're 6-0 overall, 4-0 in the ACC for the first time since 2015. Now, of course, they went 10-3 and lost in the Peach Bowl to Houston that year. But still, it's been a long time since they put together this much of a long, undefeated streak to start the season.
Well, that pretty much means I don't even have to ask you who your number one team is because I knew who that's going to be. You've got Georgia at number one.
I am not the playoff committee. I am a subscriber to the philosophy of the man, the myth, the legend. In order to be the man, you've got to beat the man.
Woo! Woo!
Yeah, look, okay, yeah, so Brock is out, but you know what? There have been 1,792 yards on receiving for Georgia on this season by people not named Brock Bowers. We're finally starting to see Thomas, love it. McConkey's back from injury. And you know what? Even though the defense this year is not as legendary out of the last 2 years, the defense is making it happen for Georgia. Listen to this. This is Georgia's defense on the year so far. Ranked first in the SEC in scoring, rushing yards allowed, passing yards allowed, total yards allowed, interceptions, third down conversions, passes defended, and plays of 20 plus yards. Georgia all the way. Go for 3-23.
All right. So my number one team is Washington. That's a very, very great point. Points made for Georgia. I know this about the Bulldogs. They dismantled Kentucky. Kentucky's a good football team. They gave up 20 points to Vanderbilt.
Did you see the facilities that they had? Did you see what that field looked like?
I mean, Vanderbilt played on it too. So
but they're used to it. They're, you know, when you live in a mess and you live in a swamp, you're used to playing like that.
Carson Beck's a stud. The bulk of Georgia's offense has come from Brock Bowers, who is not going to be available in the Georgia-Florida game in a couple of weeks. Or at least I don't think he's going to be available.
No.
So, you know, we'll see. My number one team is the Washington Huskies, and here's why. Go up and down college football. Pick any team that you want to pick and find a more impressive win than what Washington did against Oregon as far as ranked, quality of team, and the type of game that it was. Show me a better win, period, for anybody than Washington over Oregon. Show it to me.
Oklahoma over Texas.
I don't value Texas the same way I value Oregon.
Okay.
I don't. And, you know, I've never.
They're similar. At least say they're close. That's a close second.
I don't know.
Really?
To me, Bo Nix is on a different level than Quinn Ewers.
Yeah, that is absolutely a fact. Good point.
You know, Bo Nix went out west and learned how to play quarterback.
It's amazing.
Yeah. A lot of people figure things out west. It's amazing, you know, when they get out there and things are different.
Hey, sports fans, great news. Max Barbecue's second location is now open. Right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick, Monday through Saturday, 11 to 3, 912-342-7967. And you can visit your friends at our original location for lunch and dinner in Sterling across from the Jane Macon Light. 912-275-8271. Max Barbecue, two great locations, one great taste, and give them a like on Facebook. Trying to find great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf, the Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
Yes, football season is here, which means oyster season. Time to ditch those old, boring oyster knives you have rattling around in your spare stuff drawer. Get on in to Cunningham Jewelers, the very best oyster knives offered. Toadfish Outfitters, the all-in-one shucking claw. Open-nail folding oyster knives right out of your pocket. Get on in to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs!
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We are Kip Branch. Listen, sitting in for Kip is the legendary voice of the Frederick Academy Knights, Jeff Doak, sitting next to me today.
Yeah, I've got that 20 for you around here somewhere to slide for, pump me up like that. You're trying to hire somebody.
An endorsement from Jason Bishop is a little more than $20 these days.
Okay, I might have another 22 yeah, somewhere along.
Yeah, that's about right. 22.73.
This has been a lot of fun, man.
Well, good. I'm glad you enjoyed it. One thing, so we're going to have a segment now that no Braves fans are going to enjoy, which is talking about. So I'm gonna get up on a soapbox here. Let me clear my throat. Major League Baseball has got to change the format.
Amen.
This three-game series stuff at the beginning of the playoffs for the first round, you look at what transpired, look at where we are, right? Of the four top seeds that were in baseball this season, the teams that got the bye, one of them advanced to the next round. Three of four went out. The Dodgers, the Braves, and whoever the other one was. Don't remember.
Tampa Bay. Maybe.
No, it's Orioles.
Orioles, okay. Baltimore, yeah.
Three of four went out. Here's the problem. And the Houston Astros, the only team that survived, are paying the price right now for having to line their pitching up against a hot team that comes in. You know, they had to play that division series, and they had to throw a couple of their better starters in the round of five, which is fine, because you're going to have to do that anyway. But a team like Houston typically can dispatch of a wild card team three or four games, and not have to spend better starters to get themselves to the LCS round, which is kind of what happened with Houston, and now there's a little bit of a hangover. Now they're down 0-2 to Texas. You cannot convince me right now, under the old format, Arizona would not even be in the playoffs, much less in the LCS. You've got two wild cards in the National League playing in the LCS, the Braves and the Dodgers, and the Brewers, who are all division winners, didn't even get that far. You don't have a division winner in the National League Championship Series. That will not fly.
You know, just when we thought that Major League Baseball couldn't screw things up any worse than they did with the pitch count or with the pitch timer. Mm-hmm. You know, what was the infographic I saw the other day? That of the top five regular season winningest teams, that those five teams won one game in their playoff.
Huh.
It's in that one win was Atlanta's lone win. Now, you know, while I agree with you.
That's a great stat.
Yeah, no, while I agree with you that the playoff format needs to be changed and the playoff format is responsible for the majority of what happened to a lot of these teams, I have to ask the question, and I hate to do it, but I have to ask the question, how much of it was Snitker changing the lineup? How much did that impact it?
Well, I mean, maybe, but the thing about that is, Jeff, is that in those first couple of games in particular, you could see it. You could see the Braves timing off. They were having trouble catching up to high velocity, which the Phillies were just pumping at them, especially the high fastball. Now, those first couple of games, they were off on the slider. They were off on the off-speed stuff, too, not just the fastball. Game three, you saw them start to come around some, and they started to be able to get their timing back and be able to adjust, you know, to speed and spin. But that six-day, seven-day layoff, whatever it was, the first two games, that was a different team. They lucked up and won game one because of a couple great defensive plays at the end, or game two. Yeah, but game one, you know, and you got Spencer Strider out there, and, you know, he doesn't give up that much. Game four, he didn't pitch that great, but every run he gave up was a solo home run with nobody on base, you know. And so the Phillies, they come out of a series where, you know, they're hot. There's no layoff for them. They just roll right into another series. They've got all the momentum. Atlanta comes in cold, and boom, you know, it's 2-1, just like that. Game three was the biggest thing for me, the biggest misstep for the Braves. And I've heard people say, oh, you should have started, the Smith-Shawver kid. Dude, it wouldn't have mattered. Yeah. It wouldn't have mattered if you started Smith-Shawver or Bryce Elder. Both of them would have gotten bombed by Philadelphia in game three. What the Braves, where they missed the boat, is at the end of the season, Charlie Morton suffered a little bit of an injury. And so they decided to put him on, and it was a minor injury. And they decided they wanted the roster spot, you know, for the last 5 or 6 days of the regular season to give somebody some time at the major league level. And so they put Charlie Morton on the IL, and then when it came time for them to be able to put together the division roster, he's ineligible because he's still on the IL. So you can't have him for game one, thus you can't have him for game three because he's not eligible for game one. Wouldn't you have loved to have had Charlie Morton be able to take the ball in Philadelphia game three? Where they misstepped, Jeff, is they should have never put Morton on the IL to begin with. Yeah. They should have just said, you know what, we'll just play without him. We'll eat the roster spot for now so that we can have him in the playoffs. Yeah.
You know, I really hope that I'm wrong about it, but I'm one of those heretics that says that one of the greatest accomplishments, or one of the most impressive accomplishments that Bobby Cox had as a manager, was to have only gotten one World Series championship out of that roster. I really hope that Snitker is not building towards that kind of a reputation.
Well,
because I like Snitker. I like him.
Let's be honest. Brian Snitker has been outmanaged in every playoff series that he has managed in, except for the Houston one in the World Series. He outmanaged Dusty Baker in that one. Hats off. Every other playoff series that Brian Snitker has managed, he has been outmanaged in every single one. The only reason that the Braves won the 21 Dodger series was because of Tyler Matzek. Mm-hmm. Think about this for a minute. Bobby Cox had Tyler Matzek, a lefty, on the mound with Chris Evans and, more importantly, Mookie Betts at the plate. That's not a good matchup for Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Somehow Tyler Matzek, you know, made magic happen and struck all those guys out in that big spot there in the NLCS in 21. But Brian Sicker got outmanaged in that series too. So, again, all of the playoff series that he's been in my opinion, he's gotten outmanaged. And he has been badly outmanaged in the last 2 years in the Philadelphia series. Rob Thompson has made him look like a minor league coach.
Yeah, that's barely a stretch. I agree with you on that, man.
You had Eddie Rosario in your back pocket, and you had to use him. And the only place that you can find to use him is at the end of the game against another left-hander who you've been platooning him all year. He hasn't even seen a left-hander. And you throw him out there and said, hey, go get him. Go get him, kid. You hadn't seen a left-hander all year, but I need you to hit this guy who's really good, by the way, and you know, bail us out here. Come on.
That's a lot of pressure.
Think about it like this. You want to talk about how badly he got outmanaged? With two outs in the ninth inning with the breakdown, two games to one with the Braves season on the line, who held the cards to the Braves season? Vaughn Grissom was the guy that they were asking to get the big hit at the end of the game in the bottom of the ninth with two outs. Vaughn Grissom is the guy that Brian Snicker had to turn to because he got so outmanaged.
You know, just got to channel our inner Cubs fan and say, there's always next year.
I don't have an inner Cubs fan. So, I really don't. Bryce Elder made a comment that really bugged me as well after the series was over. He said, you know, I was out there pitching on fumes. Let me tell you something, brother. As an Atlanta Braves pitcher with the storied tradition that our team has in the pitching department, the last thing that any Braves fan wants to hear from a pitcher that pitches with a tomahawk across his chest is, come playoff time, I was tired.
Yeah, no, that's not, no.
John Smoltz would have punched you in the face. John Smoltz would have punched him in the face if he had been there and heard that. Bryce Elder, you got to get tougher, brother.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Friday night lights across South Georgia. Wayne heads to Benedictine in a must-win to claim a three-way tie atop the region. Frederica will host bitter rival Bullock Academy in the Bloody Marsh on St. Simons. Camden will head over to Wintersville to take on Valdosta with a likely two-seed on the line. And Statesboro heads over to Hinesville to take on Bradwell, looking to bounce back from a tough loss last week. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Keep up with all of your favorite regional and local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
Every fall, Wild Adventure's Great Pumpkin Luminites and Pumpkin Spice Festival grows even bigger, tastes even sweeter, and glows even brighter. Introducing the all-new Luminite Legends Pumpkin Gallery, an immersive path illuminated by the glow of brilliantly carved pumpkins, featuring famous Georgia places and faces. September 22nd through October 29th. For your best value, enjoy the rest of this year and all of next with a 2024 season pass. Buy yours today at wildadventures.com.